Next patient is Marta de Saint. The last name is D E S S A I N T. First name M A R T A. Marta, number one. Clinical case of a 39-year-old African American female that has a history of lupus nephritis with end stage renal disease that was initially treated with dialysis. And later on, when the patient moved to the Orlando area, she was transplanted with a cadaver kidney in June of 2021. The patient has been treated with the administration of CellCept, 500 milligrams POBID, and Enversus XR, 4 milligrams tablets, 2 tablets per day. And prednisone 10 milligrams on a daily basis, period. The patient's main complaint is how hungry she is all the time, and she has been not following any dietetic regime, and she has increased her body weight 15 pounds in the last 3 months. The patient is suggesting that this pregnancy is unrelated, and she called the Cleveland Clinic to see whether or not she could stop this medication, and she was advised to continue taking it. I had a lengthy conversation with Mrs. DeSaint. I spent more than 25 minutes teaching her to read the labels of everything that she buys, and the concept of caloric intake, carbohydrate, fat, and the calories related to each one of them was explained to the patient in order to motivate her to decrease the intake of calories that is out of control, period. On the other hand, the laboratory workup, the BK variable was negative, the CBC was completely negative, hemoglobin 12, hematocrit of 37. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient has a glucose of 92 fasting with a creatinine of 0.9, a BUN of 20, and an estimated GFR of 93. No evidence of proteinuria, the urine culture was negative. The tacrolimus level was 5.4. Number two, systemic lupus erythematosus in remission. She continues to take the hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, and the CellCept. Number three, the patient has a hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 106 over 79. Following number, the patient has a history of pancreatitis, but she is not taking pancreatic enzymes, and she is asymptomatic. We are going to follow the patient in excuse me, before that, following number depression, we started the patient on Zoloft, 50 milligrams at bedtime. We invested 10 minutes in the interpretation of the laboratory workup in the diet and physical examination and face-to-face 35 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.